Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in on any one of our platforms, whether it's on KGRT, Your Country, 103.9 KGRT, Today's Hottest Music, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, or Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. We got a special guest joining us in the studio. We're approaching a new month, so we got to get up to date with what is happening in our beautiful lands. We got our good friend Bill with us from the Bureau of Land Management. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. It's great to be back here.
Before we get started, of course, big thank you. Last week, we had the opportunity. We had an amazing interview. You brought some folks in for us, making that connection so that way we can talk about the upcoming lands deal that was going on. And
I was happy to facilitate bringing in the Commissioner of Public Lands, yes. Stephanie Garcia Richard, and she talked about what the New Mexico State Land Office and the BLM are collaboratively doing, and I wanted to start off today talking a little bit more about that.
Okay.
You know, because they're going to host four public meetings here in southern New Mexico on this proposed land exchange. To give your listeners a little, who probably may didn't hear our interview, you can still find it online.
Yes.
But I would give you a little background. You know, the New Mexico State Land Office, they're going to host these four public meetings across southern New Mexico here in September. And the meetings are going to give you an overview of this proposed land exchange between the two agencies. And they're looking for feedback at these meetings, because this the public's feedback helps guide the direction of this exchange. Roughly about 75,000 acres of state land, state trust land, is going to be given to the BLM, and in return, the New Mexico State Land Office is going to receive federal lands of equal value. It's not an apple and an orange. It's an apple and an apple scenario. So if I have 75,000 acres I'm going to give to you, you may not necessarily give me back 75,000 acres, because the land you're giving me may be worth more in value. So it's a value concept. And what this exchange is going to do, it's really going to allow landlocked portions of state trust land to be incorporated in the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument. Because when they designated this monument, there were parcels of land that anyone in Mexico has ever pulled up this checkerboard square map of the state, you'll see state trust land in the middle of the monument and around the monument. And so what we're doing, the agencies are trying to get lands that are better suited for each other's mission. Of course, the state land office's mission is to earn revenue, you know, for the state's public schools, universities, and hospitals. And because they're going to receive more valuable land, this exchange is probably going to just be limited to Dona Ana County. But we're holding meetings in all four counties, because there are parcels of land that could fall into this exchange.
Yes, and which, by the way, for those wanting to know about when the meetings are happening, our interview with Stephanie, of course, we made it sure to include the links as well as the upcoming meeting schedule, because, like you said, there are meetings that are going to be happening in the four counties, correct?
That is correct. The New Mexico State Land Office will be announcing their press release later today, and so that will go out across all media outlets statewide, and, of course, we'll be sharing it as well. But the public meetings are going to be starting Monday, September 22nd. The meetings are going to be, the time's going to be the same for every meeting, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. On the 22nd of September, this will be for residents of Dona Ana County. The meeting is going to be at the Dona Ana County Government Services Building in the council chambers. On the 23rd, that's Tuesday, Hidalgo County Council Chambers, there in Lordsburg, will hold the meeting for the residents of Hidalgo County. And on Wednesday the 24th, at the Membres Valley Special Event Center in Deming, that will be for the residents of Luna County. And then on Thursday, September 25th, at the Grant County Business and Conference Center in Silver City, will be for the residents of Grant County.
Okay.
And so, that's the State Land Exchange.
Yes, and again, for those that missed our conversation, you can always go back and learn a little bit more about, you know, what we discussed as far as when it comes to the State Land Exchange and just kind of what how it benefits everybody and just the breakdown. Once again, thank you so much for pulling that together for us and having a chance to talk and have that discussion, as we know that it's coming right up pretty soon. I mean, I know, like, you believe we're already going to start talking about September, and it's already next week.
Couple of weeks away.
Yeah. So what else we got going on?
Well, September is a busy month. I don't usually get to talk about this topic, but grazing. This is for all my cattle ranchers that are out there.
Yes.
Okay. Or those that are interested in getting into the game, so to speak. We are scheduling an auction, a oral competitive bid in-person auction for our McGregor Range grazing units. Basically, the bids for here in September, we're going to offer these grazing units for periods ranging from 9 to 36 months. The cattle numbers and the periods will be adjusted prior to what we have. We're going to have a bid tour prior to the auction date. The bid tour is kind of like a pre-tour. You get to go see, just like if you're doing what's the TV show where they have storage units?
Storage Wars.
Yeah, it's just like that. Instead of raising the storage unit, you're going to get to actually take a tour, go down and see the land that you potentially want to bid on.
Okay.
So we're going to, Friday, the September 19th at 8 o'clock, we're giving a tour there at U.S. Highway 54. Junction at the entrance to State Road 506, and that's about 24 miles south of Alamogordo, just north of that Border Patrol check station.
Okay.
And so that's for a pre-bidder's tour. You'll have to sign up for that and register for that. And then on the 26th will be the oral competitive bid, and that's going to take place at the La Cueva Picnic Area out at Dripping Springs Natural Area. And all successful bidders that day, they'll have to provide a 10% deposit at the conclusion of the auction. You know, this is really good because, you know, McGregor Range, it composes almost 600,000 acres of public land between Alamogordo and El Paso.
Wow.
You know, it was set aside for the U.S. Army under the Military Lands Withdrawal Act of 1999, and it's used by Fort Bliss and Holloman Air Force Base for training purposes. We have a memorandum of understanding with them as part of the 2006 McGregor Range Resource Management Plan. The military has primary use, but the BLM has secondary use of all the range resources, and that includes management of grazing.
Okay.
So for more information, you go to our website, as well as for bid information. We'll have that posted on our social media, and we'll also share it here with your listeners to post on your website.
And of course, you can always follow them on Facebook, which, again, we've got to remind you, remember to follow the Bureau of Land Management on Facebook, the page Bureau of Land Management
Las Cruces District Office.
That's right. Give them a follow. And of course, that way you can stay up to date with anything that we discuss and any other upcoming events or anything that's happening with the BLM.
And you could just Google it too.
It's pretty easy.
You'll find it's pretty easy these days.
And again, you don't need a Facebook account. If you don't have a Facebook account, you can still access that wonderful information. You can't comment, but you can still get all the information that we discuss right here on the show. And what else we got going on? I mean, September is definitely going to be a busy month and a lot to look forward to in September.
Oh, yes. You know, we've been, for the last couple of months, we've been recreation-wise.
Yes. We'll
shift gears here. We've been having these patio chats, and they're becoming quite popular. It gives people a little extra incentive to come out on the weekends to Dripping Springs Natural Area. So we're going to continue that with our volunteers through September. And, you know, September the 5th, this is on a Friday, at 11 to noon, Laura is going to be there at the Native Plant Garden porch, and she's going to be talking about and sharing with you mesquite plant recipes that you can actually make using mesquite, and also the indigenous uses of the plant. And it's also going to be presented in Spanish.
Okay.
So it's the bilingual presenter will be there. So this is a very interesting little topic that we don't normally do. And Laura's stepping up to offer that for us. You don't have to sign up for it. And then on Saturday, the 6th of September, Don's going to have his 30-minute hummingbird talk. And, of course, we're getting a lot of hummingbirds out there at the visitor center because there's about a half a dozen or more feeders up there. And that's at 11. That's at 11 to 11:30. And then the following week, on the 12th, Tom's going to do a native plant patio chat of the native plants indigenous there to the Oregon Mountains, Desert Peaks National Monument, and also give you a garden tour.
Okay.
It's 13th of Meredith. She's going to actually talk about the tale of the Oryx.
Okay.
Okay. Pretty much we're guessing, you know, why they're here. You know, a lot of people want to know why, and their ecosystem impacts and the stories and biology of it. So she's going to give you some insight into the history of the Oryx.
That's awesome. So there's plenty of things going to be happening. A lot of great conversations.
And also, we're still partnering up with the Brannigan Memorial Library. The Brannigan Library is actually going to have their bookmobile out there at 11 o'clock to 1 on the 17th. That's a Wednesday. And Miss Elizabeth will be there, and it's a mobile book station. You can come and check out books, return books, get you a library card, and just learn about the events that are going to be happening at the Brannigan Library.
Nice.
On the 19th of September, Meredith is also going to talk about the role of fire in the ecosystem. This was really popular last month, and so she's agreed to do that again. So that this is going to take place on the native plant garden porch.
Okay.
See, on the 20th, Saturday the 20th from 9 till noon, in the lower La Cueva parking lot, Tom is going to actually have a hike. And he's going to hike throughout Fillmore Canyon, and he's going to talk about the geology and the mining history of Fillmore Canyon. And then on Sunday the 21st, from 11 to 11:30, Don's going to do his native plants in your homeland. He's going to expound his native plants to cover native plants across the entire state of New Mexico.
Wow, a lot of conversations happening in the month of September.
And also remember, every single Tuesday night, we're still continuing that at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Don and Lance, our rangers, are going to be out at the Donana Mountains parking lot for your sunset mountain trail bike rides throughout the Donanas.
Very nice.
So that's every Tuesday in the month of September. And then we've got a very, very special event coming up. You know, in September is National Public Lands Day. And so on Saturday, September the 27th, we're going to be partnering with the with NEEF and our friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks group, as well as the Las Cruces Four-Wheel Drive Club, for a cleanup at Kilbourne Hole. And this is going to celebrate 50 years of shared stewardship between us and NEEF. Basically, if anyone has never been there, what Kilbourne Hole is, and this is fascinating. I took a tour out there last year, and you literally are out in the middle of nowhere looking around at this vast Chihuahuan desert that we have here, and there's nothing to see. The horizon is clear. There's no tall buildings. There's no tall trees, you know. But Kilbourne Hole is a remnant of an ancient volcanic explosion. It was designated a national natural landmark in 1975. And see, this crater can be found in the desert basin there between the Potrillo Mountains and the Rio Grande here in southern Donana County. So it's roughly an elliptical in shape. It's known as a MAR. That's M-A-A-R. That's a pit or depression that's caused by a volcanic explosion. You have very little material that doesn't emit, only emits volcanic gas. So this crater looks like just like giant meteor hit there. I mean, yeah. The thing is huge. The crater is between 24,000 and 100,000 years old, and it measures about 1.7 miles long and about a mile across and hundreds of feet deep. So this has a lot of many unique minerals there that have remained from the eruption. And you can come out there, and what we're doing a cleanup of all the public lands in and around Kilbourn Hole. So, you know, we're going to provide the gloves, the trash bags, the buckets, the trash grabbers, you know, and other personal equipment. There'll be porta potties on site as hand washing stations. And for every person that comes out to volunteer for this cleanup, you're going to receive a single use public lands pass for free entry to any national park, monument, or other federal recreation area.
Very nice. Okay.
United States wide.
Okay. So there we go. So you can go to, yeah.
This is what NEEF is going to give out to the first 80 participants. Lunch and cold water, and of course the sports drinks are going to be provided by our friends group. Excellent. We want to thank our friends out there for helping us with that. Just recommend you wear for the elements, okay?
Yeah.
Wear pants, sturdy shoes, bring sun protection, hat, sunglasses, sunscreen. And so we're going to have this flyer on our Facebook page and on our website, and it has a QR code where you, if you want more information and detailed instructions on how to get and directions how to get out there, just click the QR code, and or there's also an email. You can also email Kevin at kchesak@blm.gov.
Perfect.
And that's what we're doing for Public Lands Day this year.
That's a lot happening, and also just a great incentive to get people involved and being a part of this event that's going to be coming up on September 27th. So that is quite an amazing month that we have planned for just overall everything that we got going on. So
yeah, we took a breather a little bit over the summer, I guess you could say, and then we are back full swing as the weather has changed to get us through the month of September.
And, of course, it's just a beautiful time to go and enjoy our public lands and just so much that there has to offer. Again, follow them on Facebook today. Stay up to date with them. And, of course, you can always stay up to date with us here. Whenever you stop by the studio and keep us informed with everything that's going on.
And another thing, too, I'll let your listeners know.
You got to love the doorbell.
Got to love the doorbell, I tell you. You know, 2 months ago, we had problems with Dripping Springs, and we didn't have phone lines up there.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy to announce that the phone lines to the visitor center are up and running.
Excellent.
We have an answering machine there, and that is 575-522-1219.
Okay. Easy to remember.
If you can't get through, if you ever have questions, even questions about the BLM, you can always call our front desk. Tony there at the front desk, happy to plethora of knowledge that he has. And that is 575-525-4300.
That's right. Of course, they're there to answer any questions that you may have. And remember, of course, stay up to date with all the events. Follow them on Facebook and also stay glued to our Facebook pages as well, as we're letting you know about some of the events they have coming up, especially for this busy September that you guys are looking forward to. So a lot happening here with our beautiful lands, and we hope everybody gets an opportunity to take advantage and enjoy all, whether it's the conversations, whether it's the mountain biking, whatever the case may be. There's a lot to enjoy here on our beautiful public lands. Bill, thank you so much for stopping by and being on the show with us today.
It is always a pleasure.
I always look forward to our visits. And before you know it, we'll blink and we'll be talking about October. I know.
I may be back before then, the way things are going.
I know. The way your schedule has definitely played out. We might see you in 2 weeks. Again, thank you so much for joining us and being on the show. And thank you for tuning in today to Mesilla Valley Better Together. Remember, you can hear us on any one of our platforms, whether it's on your country, 103.9 KGRT, Hot 103, Today's Hottest Music, Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises, as well as Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader. I'm Joey Hernandez from Mesilla Valley Better Together.